Good Thursday. Today is April the 11th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, the USDA announced the rollout of $1.5 billion as part of the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. We're going to take a look at this program, the USDA's funding, where those sources are, the money's coming from, and what it means to agriculture all across the nation. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
A USDA conservation program making agricultural news this morning is using a roundtable discussion in Mankato, Minnesota last week. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack opened the USDA purses to announce a $1.5 billion that's available this year for groups under the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Now, USDA announced the funding, which is the most in the program's history, being available for, quote, partner-driven conservation and climate solutions under President Biden's Investing in America agenda. Groups have through July 2nd of 2024 to apply for funding under the Regional Conservation Partnerships Program. The USDA stated, and the department is accepting proposals, quote, that will help farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners adopt expanded conservation strategies to enhance natural resources while tackling the climate crisis. And these projects, in turn, can save farmers money, create new revenue streams, and increase productivity. Now, this RCPP, as they call it, which is the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, was actually created back in the 2014 Farm Bill as a way to fund watershed-scale conservation projects, typically including both public and private groups, to work with farmers to enroll those projects and provide technical assistance. Well, in recent years, the RCPP has drawn some criticism from groups about the complications and hoops to apply for the funding under the program. And as part of the funding announcement, USDA added, additionally, NRCS is announcing progress on its efforts to streamline and simplify the improved application process and implementation. USDA stated that $1.5 billion for fiscal year 2024 comes from a combination of dollars in the 2018 Farm Bill and the Inflation Reduction Act, which provided USDA with $4.95 billion over 5 years to use for these projects. Combined, those two funding pots have dramatically expanded the ability of the Natural Resources Conservation Service to fund new projects. We had an unprecedented demand for the Regional Conservation Partnerships Program last year, Vilsack said, showing the robust interest in conservation from farmers and ranchers. And though the increase in funding from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, we are able now to invest even more this year in its important program, increasing our impact across the landscape. We're looking forward to seeing what more streamlined and customer-oriented regional conservation partnership programs can do to get more conservation on the ground in the coming months and in the coming years, he said. In fiscal year 2023, USDA provided $1 billion for 81 projects nationally, of which 77 were defined as, quote, climate-focused projects. 22 of the projects were listed as focusing on water quality and conservation, and along with drawing dollars from separate pots of money, the USDA has created the RCPP Classic and RCPP Alternative funding arrangements. The Classic projects are implemented using NRCS contracts and easements with producers, landowners, and communities in collaboration with project partners, the USDA said. Through the RCPP, the AFA, the lead partner, works directly with ag producers to support the development of innovative conservation approaches that would not otherwise be available under this Classic program. USDA stated the RCPP funding priorities for fiscal year 2024 include climate-smart agriculture, urban agriculture, conservation, and environmental justice, and project proposals for the RCPP are being accepted through that RCPP portal. Details on the Classic and the RCPP AFA funding opportunities are available at www.grants.gov. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, the recent collapse of the bridge in Baltimore at the port of entry of a major U.S. port could lead to potential issues for parts of our nation's ag supply chain. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
The aftermath of the dramatic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge near Baltimore, Maryland, in the early morning hours of March 24th, from the impact by a disabled cargo ship.
The search and rescue operation is our top priority. Ship traffic in the Port of Baltimore has been suspended until further notice, and we'll need to clear that channel before the ship traffic can resume. The Army Corps of Engineers is on the spot and is going to help lead this effort to clear the channel.
President Joe Biden discussing federal efforts in the briefing hours after the incident. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg later explained to reporters the Port of Baltimore's significance. In that,
this is an important port for both imports and exports, and it's America's largest vehicle handling port, which is important not only for car imports and exports, but also for farm equipment.
With the state of Maryland listing over 1.3 million tons of roll-on and roll-out tractors, combines, and hay balers in 2023. In addition, farm and food commodities such as sugar, soybeans, grains, and coffee are imported and exported at the Port of Baltimore. That has led to dialogue over the past week to address potential supply chain disruptions and mitigation strategies. That included a meeting in that time frame of the White House Supply Chain Disruption Task Force and members of the ag sector. One potential strategy in play: diversion of cargo ships to other East Coast ports.
This is not of the proportions of, for example, LA and Long Beach when it comes to container traffic. That's one port complex or two ports that collectively represent 40% of U.S. container traffic. It's nothing like that, but it is an important port and an important system of the East Coast ports. Now, a lot of the goods that come on or off there go as part of runs where ships also visit the ports of New York and New Jersey and Virginia. And so right now, I think there are already diversions taking place to those and other East Coast ports, helping to absorb some of that need.
In addition, the Port of Baltimore is the destination for finishing of some light-duty vehicles. Secretary Buttigieg acknowledged that other East Coast port facilities also have finishing operations on their grounds. Yet he adds, for tractor and other farm equipment needing finishing, that aspect of the supply chain is more complicated. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.